Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, and welcome to the Chronicles of Nannia, a nanny resource podcast made for nannies by me, a nanny. I am your host, Martha Reddick, and this week we are going to be talking about nanny shares and what that all entails. And my guest for that is Ariana Montijo. Hello, Ariana.
Hi, I'm so excited.
Thank you for being here.
Of course.
I'm excited to have you.
Thanks.
And Ariana and I actually met on one of the nanny Facebook groups, which is very exciting because I love expanding my nanny friendships.
Yeah, and it's just so informational in general.
It is.
Love it.
Just to see how everyone does it.
Yeah.
You know, like
crazy stories, how you relate to them.
Right.
You hook up on play days. Like, it's great.
It is. And just to know you're not the only one.
Yes.
Because a lot of times I feel like because nannying is such a, or can be an isolating profession.
Absolutely.
Because it's just you and kids all day.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps to know that other people are experiencing similar things.
Yeah, I agree. And you get ideas from other nannies. I think it's great.
You feel grateful for your family.
Yes.
Sometimes I'm like, oh
my
gosh.
It puts me in check, like, stop complaining.
Yeah.
It could be so much worse.
Your family is actually really, really
yeah,
great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or in your case, your families are really great.
Yes.
Because you do a nanny share.
Yep.
So before we get into that, let's talk about briefly about your background.
Okay.
Just to give our listeners an idea.
Okay, so I started working at a daycare in high school, like part-time gig, you know, after class, I would do a couple hours, you know, a day. And I had always known that I wanted to do something with kids. I want to be a teacher. So I had started my degree in elementary education,
mm-hmm.
got 2 years in. I'm just like, oh, this is not what I want to do. I really like the younger kids and that idea. So I was like, I'll change my degree to early childhood education. Started doing that. I'm like, this is still not right. What do I want to do? Took some time to figure it out. And then I ended up graduating with a degree in interdisciplinary studies with a focus on early childhood education. So I didn't do student teaching and all that stuff because I knew I didn't want to be in the classroom. My ultimate goal is to open up my own daycare one day.
Which, that's so exciting.
Yeah. I don't know when
it's
going to happen.
When you do, come on back.
Totally.
Talk about that.
Ooh, yeah. So then while I was working at the daycare, a family kind of pulled me aside and was like, come with us. Come be our nanny. And I was like, okay, I don't really know. Yeah, they totally did. I was like, I don't know what that entails. I don't know how this is going to work. And they didn't either. So we kind of sat down, figured it out. It was super legit. It was contract. Taxes were taking out. It was a great first experience.
That is.
And I was with them for 3.5 years. And then eventually the kids got older, went to school full time. I had graduated school. So our schedules were just changing. And
right. We
had to go our separate ways. It was a great ending. And then I was browsing care.com, Sitter City, set up a couple interviews, and I had interviewed with two moms. They each had they're from two different families. They each had one baby,
mm-hmm.
and they were on maternity leave. So it was like, start the new year. We need a nanny. Let's do a nanny share. And I was like, what the heck is a nanny share? So
uh-huh.
I did some research. I asked around, and I was like, okay, this is something that I'm interested in. And then,
so did those moms also meet on Care?
They knew each other through some, while they were pregnant, like on Facebook.
Okay.
Kind of like who's due around this time?
Right.
They already knew they were interested in nanny share while they were pregnant. So they're like, let's see if we click while we're pregnant, yeah. Hang out, make sure we all get along,
right,
and then look for a nanny. So they had only been friends for like 6 months maybe,
right,
at the time. So, but they've clicked really well. And so we did the interview, and then I did a second interview with the husbands. And then I started January last year, so it's been a year now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's it, so flew exciting. By.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. And so much, they've probably grown. I mean, they literally have grown.
Yeah.
So probably doubled in size.
Yeah,
in
drastic. I mean, the first year is so drastic. I was yes. like, oh my goodness, you're tiny little people now.
I know. I love when they,
I know,
their personalities start poking.
Oh, totally.
Through.
And they're totally different little humans. It's great.
Yeah, that's awesome. So for listeners who maybe don't know what a nanny share is, let's just break that down.
So a nanny share is working with two separate families. And one of the huge pros about it is they get to save money. Versus just having their own nanny.
Right.
And then I get to make a couple extra bucks.
Yeah.
Because
they can each afford to pay.
Right. So they kind of split it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I make a little bit more than a traditional just like one family. I mean, it's not drastic or anything, but
right.
it helps.
Yeah.
And
even an extra dollar an hour
seriously,
is huge.
Absolutely.
Your take home
yes.
is huge.
So that's basically it. They kind of share a nanny.
Mm-hmm.
Nanny share.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I was looking up articles, researching, preparing for this. And one of them was like, it literally is what the name is.
Mm-hmm.
Two or more families share a nanny.
Yeah. I mean, and people schedule it differently. Like mm-hmm. there's full time with both families. So I have Monday through Thursday with both kids, 10 hours a day. And then on Friday, I only work for one family.
Oh, okay.
So, and that's kind of like extra bonus day. Like, that's not in the contract or anything. But, like, the official nanny share is Monday through Thursday, 40 hours a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
With the little babies.
Yeah.
And then where do you nanny? Do you always stay at one of their houses?
Mm-hmm. So it's one boy, one girl. We're usually at the little boy's house in mm-hmm. Logan Square. And Monday through Thursday. Occasionally, we'll kind of skip houses around, but that's only for, like, one parent is out of town for business, and it's just more convenient to be over there.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, we're just at the little guy's house, so okay. it works out. They just drop off the little girl in the mornings and then come pick her up.
Yeah, that works really well.
Yeah.
As I was researching, I found that nanny shares started in the 80s. So like after the 50s and then, you know, the 60s and the 70s. And there was like a push for women entering the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And so families depended on two incomes after that point.
Yeah.
Which is great that both genders can
yeah totally
be in the workplace. Love it. But it meant that they needed more care for their children.
Mm-hmm.
And not a lot of families loved the idea of daycare, especially for infants.
Yeah.
And daycare can be hard to get an infant into.
Yes.
Because there's so few spots because they need so much attention.
Right.
And so families started thinking about how can we do this without having the financial burden of our own nanny, because that can be
oh absolutely
hard. And so they came up with nanny shares. I don't know which family.
Yeah.
But and that it just has grown in popularity since then.
That's so interesting. I never took the time to look into it.
And yeah.
So that's so cool to know.
I wouldn't have had I not been doing this podcast. And yeah, and I do actually a nanny share from time to time. But I have a main family that I'm with, and then one family, sometimes I will, like, pick up their little girl and have her for a couple hours.
Yeah.
And it kind of changes week to week, and it's when they need me.
Oh, really? That's interesting. I mean, it can go so many different ways.
Right,
like, exactly. Whatever works for, I mean, everyone's situation is so different, so.
Right, and those are, like, old family friends, like they've been friends for forever, and those kids have grown up together.
Oh, nice.
Something else that I read, and I wonder if you have an opinion on this, is that nanny shares are better when the kids are the same age or similar ages.
I say I agree because that's my only experience.
Right.
Both of my little nanny kids are 2 weeks apart.
Mm-hmm.
So they are on the same schedule since, mm-hmm. I mean, they're just easy. They've been easy babies since day one. I've been so lucky.
Right.
But they've been on the same napping schedule, eating schedule. I treat it almost like twins.
Right.
And they're very sibling-like with the way that they play and schedule-wise. They just kind of go their separate ways at night and then come revisit each other in the morning. So I think it's very helpful that they're the same age, but at the same time, that's my only experience, but right. I really like it.
Yeah, I would think the same thing. My only experience with a nanny share has also been always the same ages. Yeah. And I think it would just be hard, especially with a baby.
Yes.
If you had a baby and like a 3-year-old,
yes.
I would think that would be very difficult.
Yeah.
So when it's the same family, you do it.
I know, so. Right? Then they would be siblings anyway, so.
Yeah, but I think that for scheduling and things like that, especially because it can probably get a little tricky sometimes, like if there's something comes up with one family and isn't true with the other, that can get tricky probably. Mm-hmm. If it's equal, because for me, I always defer to my main nanny family.
Right. That's where your priority is.
I'm like, you've got to ask them.
Right.
If they're okay with it, I'm okay with it.
Right.
But I would think if it's two families equally invested.
Right. And that was one of the things that I was worried about. And I was talking to my old boss as we were discussing me leaving and I was browsing around. And she's like, you have to take in consideration you're dealing with four parents now instead of just two. Which, I mean, that's a lot. You have, you know, double the eyeballs on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to answer to four people instead of the traditional two. So walking into it, I was very aware of that. And it's worked out great. We're a great team. I got lucky again. Like,
yeah,
I've heard horror stories from other people. And I mean, that's what I was so scared finding a new job. I was like, what? I've had it so good. And what if I just find, you know, something, an awful family or, you know, crazy things happen. But it's been great.
Yeah. And I wonder if there would be, if one family didn't jive mm-hmm. with the whole thing, if there would be, and this is all hypothetical
because
it sounds like both families are wonderful.
Yeah.
But if there would be like a precedent of a nanny going with one family. Right. Being
and
like,
I've thought about that. I mean, nothing has ever happened. Yeah. Or if it's like, what if the parents get in a fight? And something happens there. It's like, what happens to me? Do I have to choose a family, you know?
Right.
Or do I just find something else in general? Nothing like that has happened, but you just never know.
Right. And those are things to think about. So from my reading, too, and I'm not following this advice because I'm doing it without a contract and willy-nilly. But from the things that I read, it was talking about make sure that you have a contract that all families have talked about and agreed mm-hmm. to, and everyone's really on the same page.
Yes. We did that. Yeah, totally. And I had suggested the contract idea just because it worked so well previously. I was like, mm-hmm. I know this works. I want to bring this with me to, you know, future jobs. So I had suggested the idea of a contract, and they're like, oh yeah, okay, that's a good idea. You know, they've never had a nanny before. They don't.
Right.
It's a learning experience for everybody. And I was like, well, here's my old one. Look mm-hmm. at this. See what you want to do. And they kind of just went and made some changes and, you know, added things, deleted some things. And we sat down. We all looked at it and said, okay, we're all happy with it. Signed it. And it was great.
That is great.
Yeah.
I think that would be so important because nanny shares seem slightly more fragile.
Yes, I agree.
Than a regular thing where it's just you and a family
right.
discussing things. Because if one party pulls out, then the other family might not be able to afford
right.
you anymore.
Going solo, yeah, totally.
And so things like that, I think, make a big difference.
Absolutely. And it's just comforting that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't even know if we had to like go back and look at it, but just knowing that it's there and we're all on the same page just makes me feel better.
Right. Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
And I bet it makes them feel better too.
Yeah.
To know exactly what to expect.
Right.
Not only from you, but from the other family as well.
Right.
Because recently we had Brittany Vogel on, and she was talking about newborns, and she was saying that she did a nanny share with newborns and that the two families were not on the same page about like sleep training and like bottle training and like things like that. And so, and that made it very difficult.
Yeah.
Because one baby was fine, like was napping, was on a wonderful schedule because they kept it over the weekends and at night.
Yes.
And the other baby was not. Yes. She was like, it was a nightmare.
Yes.
Or it was difficult. She didn't say it was a nightmare.
Right. But so much harder than it needs to be. And that's the idea of dealing with four people instead of just, you know, one set of parents.
Right.
They have different
parenting philosophies.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Because that is, especially with infants.
Oh, yeah, totally. And first time parents.
Yes. Yes. Because you're also helping them learn.
Yeah.
Because you've actually had more interactions with babies than they have.
Yes. And sometimes it takes me back, like, you know, when I do my babysitting night gigs or with my nanny gig and they ask me questions, I'm just like, oh, like, I know these answers and I'm not a mom, but I can help you who is a mom. So it's very comforting and reassuring. It's like, okay, I do know what I'm doing.
For sure.
But sometimes I forget, you know.
Yeah.
Some days are hard.
Yeah, I bet. Mm-hmm. How do you all handle communication? Is there like a group text? Do you have like a log that goes home to the different families?
So we are all in a group text, just like our daily stuff. Like I'll send pictures or ask questions or say, hey, we're interested in doing this outing. Can you set it up or whatever that is? Just so everyone at the same time is getting the same information. And then we do logs during the day. We have a binder for each kid. Mm-hmm. And we just log since I had them at 3 months old, sleeping, eating, you know, pooping.
Right. Napping. Yeah. Oh, you said sleeping.
Yeah.
I hear it now. Yes. I think that that would be very helpful for a nanny share of just the same thing, the same idea as a daycare of like every parent gets to know what happened.
Which personally, I feel like my experience in the daycare starting off has really helped with my nanny career as well. I'm like, okay, I'll take this kind of advice, what I liked and what I didn't like working in the daycare and implement it into our daily routine and the nanny share.
Yeah, yeah, because you can tailor it to the family.
Yes.
Or families.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you have a limit for how many kids you would be willing to take on for a nanny share? I know that you only have the experience with two.
Right. My previous nanny gig was with three. So I'm like, okay, I know I can handle three. And I've thought about this before because they're the first ones that these people have had. I'm like, I know they're going to be having more kids. And we've talked about me being in this for the long term. And there is baby number two on the way for one family. So
congrats to that family.
Yes, it's very exciting. So we'll be having three in April. So very soon.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I can handle three. And then, you know, the little girl's getting a little older. I'm like, they'll probably be trying soon. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say four for now because four is a lot.
It is.
Well, three is a lot. And I was like, okay, no, I can handle three. We'll see how three goes. Maybe I can handle four. So for now, I'm saying four. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I would think that more than four, you get into more daycare territory.
Absolutely, which I've also thought of. Like, we have to treat it like a daycare, like a schedule-wise. There are different ages. We got to keep the big ones occupied, doing their activities and, you know, their development skills.
Right.
And then we have babies over here, so it'll be interesting.
Yes. Yeah. That will be interesting, but what a fun
challenge
to take on.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
She waited quite a little bit to tell me she was pregnant because I think she didn't know how I would react. Like, would it scare me away having three?
Mm-hmm.
And so she told me, I was like, I'm on board. Let's do this. I'm excited. She's like, that makes me feel so much better. So,
I bet. Yeah, that can be really nerve-wracking. I've read on the Facebook groups.
Yeah, I don't blame her. So I wasn't offended, but I was like, I'm in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I bet that they're so grateful.
Yeah. They're very excited. They're like, okay, we can breathe now.
Yeah. What happens when one of the kids is sick? Do the families, are they just kind of like, well, it's happening?
For like minor things, you know, one has a runny nose, like cold, like they share germs all day. They're just constantly like, you know, sharing toys and everything's in the mouth or someone gets a hold of someone's sippy cup. So that kind of stuff happens and we just carry on, nothing big. If there's a fever, the sick one will stay home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the parents got to figure out, do I take the day off? Do I find backup care? Or they handle that. But
okay. That's a good, that seems like a good rule.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I know with nanny families that I've had in the past, you know, if they're sick, like, I'm taking them to the doctor or I'm, you know, caring for them.
Yeah.
And I can imagine that that would be more difficult, especially if, like, one got sick and then a few days later the next one got sick.
Yes.
And you're just, like, back to back.
Yeah.
And I mean, with stuff.
It's very sibling-like to me because, like, if you have siblings and one's sick, they're both home together and, you know, it's like, it's a cold or they're fine.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I think that rule of if one has a fever, they stay home.
Yeah.
Is probably a good one. Because, yeah.
Yeah. It's worked out so far. So
that's good.
Yeah.
That's great. And you don't have to get specific on rates, but what have you found? How much more do you ask for? Like, let's say your one family rate for one child is $15 an hour.
Right.
And how much more would you ask for?
I don't know what my numbers are in comparison exactly. We kind of just came up to, like, they tossed out a number at me and I countered offer and I was just happy with that number. So I was like, okay, I'm game. Let's do it.
Right.
And, but I know when I was like researching it and even now that I keep hearing about it, it's usually like 2/3 of your normal rate per family. So that way they're paying a little bit less.
Right.
And
so that would be $10 an hour.
Yes.
And then times two. So you'd be
making 20 bucks an hour and that's a good deal.
Yeah. You know? That's
so
a great deal.
You save a little bit of money and you make a little bit extra. So
yeah,
it's nice.
That is nice. And just for anyone listening who is like considering doing a nanny share or hasn't known about nanny shares before now, but that is something to think about.
Yes.
Because when I was offered the like part-time nanny share, because we were just adding on another kid, it was a little different.
Right.
Because I just told the other family what I would like to make.
So does your primary family, do they pay a little bit less the hours that the other one is there?
Slightly less, but not much.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Right. If they're happy and they're willing to, totally.
Because I think that they also see it as somewhat of a favor to that
their
family.
Friends,
yeah. Because it's like, we're friends. We're, you can come use our house.
Yeah.
And our nanny.
Yeah.
And it keeps both kids really occupied, because the older brother is now in full day school, and so the little brother has been used to having his brother with him at all times, and now he was coming home and just being like, well,
that's another thing I really love is the socialization with both of them, because let's say I only had one of these families, I would be with one kid all day. I mean, it'd be a little easier, but it'd be kind of boring, even for me and for the little one. So having both of them and them at the same age, seeing them play together, we're learning how to share these days.
Yes, yes. So, I was going to ask about that,
yes,
about sharing.
Yes. So that's a constant daily lesson.
Is there ever, because it is one of their homes, so you're working with all of one of their toys, versus, you know, the other one is like, my toys are at home.
Right.
I'm going to play with, you know, whatever. Do you have issues with one being protective of, you said it was at the boy's space?
Yes.
Of his space?
I don't really think so.
Because he grew up with it.
Yeah, since they were super tiny. Like, I almost feel like the little girl feels like it's her house too. Like, we spend 10 hours a day there, you know? She's very comfortable.
Yeah, it kind of is her house
too. Yeah, we spend a lot of time there, so it's great. Like,
yeah, that hasn't been an issue.
No, just normal development, learning how to share.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, which is important for any age. Even only children need to learn how to share with their nanny.
Right. So I think I love having both of them.
That's great. Yes, yeah. I would completely agree.
Together, even just for them, take me out of the equation. I think it's just great for them individually to have each other.
Yeah. Have you ever encountered like signing them up for a class at all?
We just started that this week.
Oh,
that's
exciting.
Funny that you asked. Yeah, we signed up for Parachute. It's kind of like a class pass. You just drop in at different classes, get to explore different things in the neighborhood. So tomorrow we go to our first one.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. And then we're trying to do like one a week.
Yeah.
And then as it gets warmer, we'll do a little bit more before the new baby comes.
Right. But yeah, because classes, I feel like, especially if a kid has never been to a class, can be tricky.
Yeah.
So yeah, one a week sounds...
And even that was a group effort. Like, they each family had to go buy their own Groupon for the parachute and give me the login. And we had to sign, you know, both kids up individually. So,
right.
But it worked out. So
that's great. Yeah. Yeah. And I would think that transition into going to classes would actually be a little easier because they already know one person.
Yes.
You know, they have their little buddy.
Yeah, totally.
Because I've nannied for a couple twins, and that was very true.
Yeah.
And something that I had to watch out for was that they didn't isolate every mm-hmm. other kid in the class.
Yeah, because they're so comfortable with each other. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping they walk in feeling safe because they mm-hmm. have each other and knowing me, but then branch out to play with other kids and, you know, individually as well. So
yes. I think
we'll see how it goes.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, it really is.
Awesome. What about if... One, let's say there's like some discipline issues, and maybe you haven't encountered this, but there's some discipline issues with one of your nanny share. Do you just talk to that family? Do you?
Yeah, I feel we haven't run into anything major yet. They're mm-hmm. still so young. They're only 16 months.
Right.
But, you know, they're starting to talk. They're running around now. I feel like if it didn't affect the other kid directly, then I would just go to the troubled kids' parents and, you know, be like, hey, this is the issue. How do you want to work on it? This is what I suggest. Let's mm-hmm. implement it. If it was something that was affecting the other kid, then we probably all.
Like a biting phase.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Just like you would in a.
In a daycare.
In a daycare, yeah. Yeah, that is. I think it's so nice of your personal story. Your progression seems like it's gone really nicely to like. Each step has given you the tools
absolutely
to be better on the next step.
Yeah,
even better.
Yes,
because you're already great, it sounds like. So are there any like fun activities or crafts that you have found works with like both families or having two families that seem particularly good for like two families?
Right. So as they're getting older, they're getting more fun and can do more things. But I would just like go on Pinterest and find, you know, if they were 5 months old, like 5 month old crafts for, you know,
yeah.
and see what we can get. And then I would go buy the supplies and then they would reimburse me and just split it in half.
Okay. So that did bring up another question that I had is how does like food work?
Oh, okay. So yeah. The little girl comes to the little boy's house. Mm-hmm. Majority of the time, and they'll bring her breakfast and lunch.
Okay, so sometimes they pack it up.
Yeah, sometimes they bring her like a week's worth. I'm like, here, you're good for the week, or if we're running low on something, I'll be like, oh, she needs lunch for tomorrow, and they'll bring it, and bring her own milk. And when we were doing bottles, they would bring bottles every day.
Okay.
They just pack her up and bring her. We had change of clothes at the little boy's house in case anything happened. She had like her own little bin.
Right. And then they like also restock mm-hmm. diapers.
Yes. So they bring like her that. Diapers, like huge box of mm-hmm. diapers and wipes from like Costco. So then we don't have to worry about it like weekly.
Right.
And then when we're running low, I'm like, okay, she's running out of diapers pretty soon. In the next couple of days, can you bring them? So
for things like that, is there like, this is kid one supply, this is kids two supply, so yes. that it's not.
It confusing. Wasn't at first. So that was kind of something we ran into, which yeah. wasn't a huge deal, but.
But you were like, it would just be easier.
Yeah.
If I just didn't have to like
yeah.
count.
And they're different diapers too. So I can look at them and know this is hers and this is his. So that's helpful too.
Yeah.
I mean like wipes and stuff like that kind of gets messed up, but mm-hmm. that's not a big deal to anybody. So right. we do stuff like that. She'll bring her own food, her own clothes.
And there's no like allergies or things like that that would affect one kid but then also affect the other kid
right
what they can pack and things right. like that because I would think that would end up potentially being an issue.
Yeah, totally. Like if she was allergic to peanut butter or something right. then she couldn't bring it at all.
Right. In fact, or I feel
couldn't
like
have some, you know, for lunch or anything.
Yeah, I feel like at least the families that I've nannied for with allergies probably just wouldn't do a nanny share because they wouldn't trust it unless it was with another allergy kid.
Yeah. My previous nanny family, the oldest was peanut allergy.
Mm-hmm.
So like EpiPen.
Yep.
It was serious. So. Yep.
And I have Trina allergies.
Oh, really?
So I've ended up working with a lot of families with allergies because I always automatically check ingredients and know how to use an EpiPen and know exactly what to do because I have to do it for myself.
Yeah.
So, yes, I would think that that would potentially be an issue that you need to definitely work out up front. Because also if one had a reaction and you had to rush them to the hospital, you know, obviously you would take the other kid with you.
Yes.
But then that other kid is at the hospital.
Yeah. It's like, okay, you need to come pick up your kid while I'm, you know.
Right. While I'm with.
Luckily, nothing drastic has happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you just never know.
Right. But I mean, I think it works a lot like siblings.
Yes. That's how I treat it a lot. Like, you know, and it helps that the parents get along so well, too. So.
Mm-hmm. With food, of like one family didn't think to serve a kid something and then the other kid has it. Do you ever like share food between them?
Yeah. So the little girl will bring her own food, like I said, like her breakfast and lunch and snacks and everything. But occasionally she'll bring something that he hasn't had and I'll toss him a couple, like she brought red pepper slices. Right. So I toss him a couple red pepper slices and I was like, oh, I wonder if he'll like it. We'll see what he does with it. And he was all about it. So then during pickup time or, you know, the parents came home, I said, oh, he tried this today and he really liked it. And they're like, good to know. Because so small experiences like that help.
Especially with vegetables. Yes. Any vegetable that a kid is into.
Yeah, totally.
And I wonder. Yeah, it's totally win. And I wonder if there is something, because I've actually found this to be true, of like something that one of the kids is like, I don't like that. And the other kid is like, oh, well, I want it. And then once they make it look good.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that at restaurants. I get food envy.
Yes. And I totally, even. So the little girl had started walking sooner than he did. Uh-huh. She'll start climbing. And I feel like by him seeing her do it, maybe, you know, pushed him a little bit to try. He's like, oh, well, she's doing that. She's getting farther and quicker. Like, I want to do that. So and she's talking more.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like having.
Yeah, girls typically.
Absolutely. So I feel like him hearing her talk and me talk is helping him with his vocabulary as well. So I think that's healthy as well.
Yeah. And something that, like, activities, speaking of activities, something that the little girl that I sometimes nanny share loves reading and is always, like, bringing me books to read. And the little boy, he has only, like, grown up with a brother. And there, it's a very literature-saturated house. Mm-hmm. They have books everywhere, which I love. However, it's not what the littlest one loves to do. Right. He doesn't love to sit still.
Right, yes.
And listen to a story.
Yes.
He even, like, the little bit of TV that we'll watch sometimes, he's, like, beating on a drum. Or I'm like, you can't even hear it.
Right.
You begged me for this. You can't even hear it.
And I'll find that, you know, if I tell him, like, let's sit down, we're having a snack, he'll look at her to see if she is. And then she'll sit down and be like, okay, I'll sit down. Like,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think that setting an example, one of the kids setting an example, and also with encouraging positive behavior is probably a little easier in a nanny share because if one kid does it, you can be like, oh, thank you so much, Susie.
Yeah. Like, and then he's like, so oh, good. I like that reaction. I'm going to, you know, behave well, too. So I get the same thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Those are all, I think, probably pretty good pros of a nanny share. And probably true of a daycare, but you don't get the same individual attention.
Right.
So, like, that falls right in
that sweet
spot. Which
is part of the luxury of having a nanny is that individual care and attention.
Right. Yeah. That probably falls in the sweet spot between just my kids.
Yeah.
Or kid. Especially because I think the big pro is an only child doing a nanny share.
Yes. Which is my experience. So it's like you get the pro of socializing with another, you know, little, especially when they're same age. I think it's so great. But you don't have a full classroom of 20, 16-month-olds running around, you
know?
Exactly. So it's like a nice middle sweet spot, I think.
Yeah, that is awesome. And has there ever been, like, craft supplies, things like that? Has there ever been, like, you've just had to go out of your way to discuss, like, how that's going to happen? Of, like, they, family one who hosts us, mm-hmm. bought a big ream of construction paper and we went through it in like a day or whatever.
No, I don't know. We haven't gotten to that yet, but that's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, the way they are, family one probably like, oh, I got it. Like, no big deal.
Okay.
Family two be like, I'll buy the next one. Like, it's very laid back. And
which I
everyone
think
has great
is
open
great.
Conversation or communication. So that's great as well.
Yeah. Well, awesome. And now that you're out of like bottles and stuff, you use just all the like plates and
yes.
stuff from
the little boy's house.
Yeah. Whichever family is mm-hmm. hosting you. Usually
right.
the boys.
Yeah.
What about as you are exploring the city more, car seats, did each family just give you?
Well, I haven't driven with both of them yet.
Okay.
Like sometimes I have the little girl on Friday. They're like, here's the keys, go out and play, you know, wherever you want to go. So we'll do that. But I haven't had both of them in a car yet. But now that we're doing these parachute classes, they had mentioned, like, if it's too far and it's something that you're super interested in, let us know. We'll leave you the car. We'll toss in another car seat. Their cars are just bigger than mine. They have,
okay,
like, SUVs.
Right.
It's just
yep.
easier. And
yes.
one car seat's already in there, so then you only put one car seat in.
Ugh,
so
yes.
we would have to schedule that. But they seem very open about, yeah, we'll toss another car seat and you can head out. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay. And then did the families end up buying like a 2-part stroller?
Yes. So that's another good question. We have each house has a double stroller.
Mm-hmm.
And they got them like on a Facebook garage sale. Like they're really good strollers. I would never even know, you know, one was used and the other one was from a garage sale and works just fine.
Right.
So it's nice that we have double strollers at each house.
Yeah, and this is total sidebar question,
mm-hmm.
but because I've worked with a lot of twins, are they side-by-side double
stroller? Yes.
Okay, because then the, like, ones where one is in front
behind,
of the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that those are more convenient for getting through doors.
Yes.
For sure. However, the kids don't get as much time to talk
sometimes
to each
they
other.
Hold hands when we're in the stroller. It's so cute. I'm like, you know, and they talk to each other, like, babble to each other, and they just love being around each other, so I like that they're next to each other.
Right.
But sometimes it gets tricky with this wide
oh
stroller on the sidewalk, and I'm like, can I make it through the Starbucks store?
Yes, the Starbucks store. They need to, like, have a Starbucks that is friendly.
Mm-hmm. to multiples.
To moms and nannies.
Yes.
Where it's like, this is the stroller entrance.
And then we go into, like, you know, we'll go around the neighborhood, we'll go in the bookstore. And I'm just like, I'm in this huge stroller trying to get down these little tiny aisles. I'm such in the way, but.
Yeah, but you make it work.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was curious about that.
Yeah.
Because I had the same thought process.
I've never tried the front and back strollers.
Yeah, I actually haven't either. Because I've nannied for a couple different families with twins. And each time it was a side by side.
Yeah, I feel like that would be my
preference. I
think
it's better for development.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whatever headache you have
is
getting
worth it.
Through a door. And then you just get them where they learn how to help you through the door.
Yeah.
Once they're like a little older.
Yes.
You're just like, all right, this is how we do it.
And getting out
like
the door with
army.
Two little ones was so hard. Now that they're walking, I can carry one and the other one will, you know, maneuver her way down. It's like, we can all leave at the same time. Otherwise, I would have to bring the stroller out, go and grab one. Toss
right.
him in the stroller, go in and grab her, and then toss her in the stroller. I'm like, okay, we can go now. Like,
right. I guess, yeah, that was my other question is, and I mean, it's the same thing with siblings and twins especially.
Yes.
But, like, you know those days that, like, one kid needs more
mm-hmm.
TLC?
That was today.
And the other one's a little bit more fine not mm-hmm. being picked up. But what if those happen on the same day?
I mean, sometimes I'll be on the floor, like, reading mm-hmm. a book or whatever, and they're both fighting over my lap. I'm like, uh-huh. okay, we'll take turns. Like,
right.
we're learning how to share. You have to share me, you know, share attention, share
yep.
toys. So
yeah,
it's a learning experience, but it definitely happens.
Yes, I bet. And, yeah, twice the love, but
yes.
also twice the desire
yes.
to
and sometimes
be
twice
held.
The drama.
Yep. Yep. Well, awesome. Thank you.
Of course.
If you at home have questions that you are like, wait, they didn't cover this, please email in to chroniclesofnania@gmail.com. And I will get in touch with Ariana and we will figure it out.
Absolutely.
Or I can also research or talk to the nanny groups. So if you have questions, I would love to answer them. You can also find us on Facebook at Chronicles of Nania, Instagram, and Twitter. Chronicles of Nania will get you there. And if you reach out on any of those platforms, I will get back to you. So even if you don't, even if email feels too formal, just write to me on any of those and I will be sure to get back to you. Also, if you have a cute story that you would like to share at the end of an episode, email that in. I will never share the child's name, but I will share yours and I will plug something that you would like for me to plug if you put the details in there. I will not plug it if I'm not comfortable. But but you can test. You can test the boundaries like the kids test our boundaries.
Yes.
But yeah, I'll give you a shout out if you would like that. And speaking of stories, we end each episode with a fun story. And Ariana's brought one.
So kids just crack me up all the time.
Right.
This was with my previous nanny family, and it was the oldest. He was about 6 at the time, and we were in the car driving. I forgot where we were going, but we were driving past a cemetery, and he goes, "Can we go camping over there?" I'm like, "Over where?" He's like, "Where all those rocks are." I was like, "Oh, those rocks are tombstones, and now I have to explain to you what this is." And then I explained it to him, and he was very creeped out about it and no longer wanted to go camping in the cemetery after that.
Until he gets in high school and yes, it's like a dare.
Yeah, and then it's all exciting and on Halloween night. But that's for the so time funny. Being, he was like, nope.
Pokemon has gotten me into a similar conversation because they have like Ghastly and things like that.
Yes.
Those Pokemon are in the cemetery. And so to encourage them to get outdoors and walk, we've been walking around and they have a cemetery within walking distance. And they're like, "Why are there so many of this kind of Pokemon?" I'm like, "Well,
this is why.
The creators have a sense of humor." Yeah. This is why.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But that is.
It was so funny. I was like, "Oh man, I have to explain to you about dead people and they're in the ground."
Yep. Yeah.
But that took hilarious. It well.
That's so cute. I love that. Well, thank you so much for
of
being
course.
Here.
Thanks for having me. It was great.
Yeah. And thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week. The Chronicles of Nania is produced by Martha Reddick and Logan Nielsen. Artwork and logo by Noni Amadon. Theme music by Brad Kemp. Find him at secondbedroomstudio.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chronicles of Nania and on Twitter at Nania Podcast. To contact us, email chroniclesofnania@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.